Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is about saying goodbye when it's time to go. Sometimes that's not easy, especially when we don't feel quite ready to leave yet. Like when we're having fun, playing with friends, or at the park. But when we say bye-bye for now, we remember, we'll be back. Let's spend the morning at the park with Hugo the hippo and his animal friends, Milo the monkey and Leo the lion. Hugo walks up to the park and looks around at the swings and the big yellow slide. He is ready to play. Hugo spots Leo swinging high, back and forth, back and forth. Leo's face lights up with a big smile. Whee! I'm so high in the sky, like a bird, he calls. Hugo runs over and climbs onto the other swing. He starts to pump so he can swing. His legs stretch out, then tuck back under. I'm high in the sky, like a butterfly, he laughs as his tummy tickles from the swinging. Soon, Milo the monkey arrives. He wants to swing too, but there are only two swings. So he asks, can I have a turn? Hugo smiles. I'm almost done, he calls. Milo watches him and thinks, your turn, my turn, let's take turns. Hugo asks, Milo, do you want to push me? Milo likes that idea. He stands behind Hugo's swing and gives a big push. Hugo soars high into the sky. When Hugo is all done swinging, Milo climbs onto the swing. Hugo claps and says, go, Milo, go! Next, the friends race over to the jungle gym. Hugo climbs up the steps. 1, 2, 3! At the top, he walks slowly across the wiggly bridge. Whoa! He stretches his arms out to balance, one step at a time. When he reaches the other side, he sees a big, round wheel. It reminds me of a bus, he says. Using their imaginations, the jungle gym suddenly transforms into a bright yellow bus. Milo stands near the steps, collecting tickets. Tickets, please, he says. Leo picks up a wood chip from the ground and hands it to Milo. Hugo says with a big smile, okay, next stop is the ice cream shop. And then he laughs and adds, beep, beep, beep. The friends hold on tight as they pretend to ride the bus all around the park. They bounce in their seats as the bus bumps and turns. Hugo spins the wheel really fast. Everyone leans this way and that way when Hugo pretends to turn the corner. As they laugh and play, Hugo hears his grown-up call from below. Hugo, 5 more minutes. It's almost time for lunch. Hugo's smile fades just a little. He isn't ready to stop playing yet. His heart feels full from all the fun. And now it feels a little heavy too. His shoulders drop as he looks back at the bus. Then he climbs down the steps. Leo catches up to him and says softly, bye-bye for now. We'll be back. Hugo hears the words and feels a little better inside. His grown-up kneels down and says, you can pick one more thing before we go. Do you want to swing again or go down the slide? Hugo thinks for a moment. Then he says, the slide, one more time. He climbs the steps and zooms down the twisty slide. Whee! At the bottom, he takes a deep breath. He still feels a little sad, but his belly feels just a little bit hungry. The friends walk away together, side by side. Leo looks over and says, bye-bye, slide. Milo nods and says, bye-bye, swings. Hugo smiles and says, bye-bye, bus. The friends all wave bye to each other. Hugo thinks about swinging high like a butterfly again. He imagines driving the bus all around the park again, holding tight and laughing with his friends. A big smile spreads across his face. He whispers softly, bye-bye for now. We'll be back. He feels a little sad to leave, but he's excited to come back again soon. The end. Sometimes saying goodbye can feel hard, especially when we're having so much fun playing at the park. Hugo felt happy because he played all day, but also a little sad because it was time to leave. That's okay. Hugo's friend Leo said, "Bye-bye for now, we'll be back." Those words helped Hugo feel better inside. When it's time to say goodbye, you can remember that you will come back again. And if you feel a little sad about leaving, that's okay too. You can say the words Hugo heard. Let's say it together. Ready?
Ready.
Bye-bye for now. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.